Easy call.
Miss Katie Johnston Smith.
Hi, I'm Katie Johnston Smith, and I am a member of the Nerdalogs. And like, hey, marriage equality is real, and it's great if you're like into marriage. Awesome. If you aren't about that marriage equality life, I'm not furious with you or anything, but I want to know why you care so much. I used to be where you are when I was a teen. I'm pretty sure I was super like emotionally and psychologically stunted. I tried to cling to very tightly to some notion that being attracted to and in love with someone of your same gender was some fire and brimstone hell sin. And I thought praying out the gay was a thing that was real. I didn't really super know any gay people, and I didn't have any gay friends. Then, junior year of high school, I started running with a different circle, and I met a boy, and he asked me to prom, and I had a major crush on him. I'm pretty sure he tried to have a crush on me, and couldn't. I talked to mutual friends about it, and they said something along the lines of, he's gay and not out or ready to be out, and I'm not like, oh, any dude who doesn't like me is playing for the other team or whatever. But like something clicked in my brain at that time. And I was like, oh, I know a gay person. And they're like, not like choosing to be gay. You know, they are like a person who is gay. And I liked him and he was cool and he wasn't like, really like resolutely choosing his attraction. It was a part of him that he couldn't change. And why should he change it? Because who fucking cares? And why did I have to be such a dick about it in the first place? Also, according to Facebook stalking research, this dude is now out and handsome and grounded and a yoga instructor in New York. So good for him. After dropping my "what are you doing? This is a sin. Get it together" flag, I realized how much energy it took to carry around that opinion and go out of my way to let people know my feelings. And I've felt lighter and more positive ever since. If you don't share my current mindset, also if you're unclear, it's like I'm okay and super into people loving who they are in love with. I'm not going to yell at you and tell you you're a bigoted dummy, because you're probably hearing a lot of that, and people yelling at you takes a lot of their energy, and it's negative and unnecessary as well from them. I'm going to encourage you to maybe talk to and get to know a queer person. Yeah. And epilogue, I shared this story with the person who I wrote it about, and he then cried in his New York apartment on the floor for a while, and said that at the time that he asked me to prom and I tried to have he tried to have a crush on me, he was realizing he was gay and he just didn't know the words yet to say it. So we were both going through this life defining growth, and we didn't talk about it till 11 years afterwards. And it's really important to remember that a person is a person is a person. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie. A person is a person, unless they're a robot. Not that I hate robots. I'm just suspicious. You never